It's Sunday, the 13th of November. It's day 13 of Ning Pop Pooplop. Try saying that after a few sherbets. Good morning, everybody. It is day 13 of Napa Pomo. I hope you're well. We're not doing too badly here, are we, really? 13 days, pretty much on time. It's all good. Well, yesterday, the kids spent most of their time out of the house, which is brilliant. It really is. And it's mostly because we have fairly new neighbours. Now, where we live, we only have neighbours on one side. And we haven't had much luck with regard to people who live in the house next door. It may be because they live at number 13. and, yeah, when we first moved here, the people we had next door, basically, he was a bit of a nutter. Then they kind of disappeared without trace, and then we had another couple there that were very quiet. I think they had kids, but we didn't really see them that much. But we have now a lovely family, and they've got two kids, born a girl. And they keep coming around saying, "Can the kids come out to play? Can the girls come out to play?" And I'm like, yeah. Because we've just not been used to it. Because there aren't many... there are hardly any kids on this street at all. But now we've got some next door. And, you know, my kids think they're great. We think they're great. We're having great conversations with the mum next door. And it would appear as though, you know, there's a really good friendship coming up here. So yesterday... they called round at about 10 o'clock. The kids were ready, and they said, can the girls come out? So girls grabbed their scooters and went out and started scooting around the end of the cul-de-sac. And then they came back in again and said, I don't want my scooter anymore. And then they came back and said, I want my scooter now. And then they came back and said, I don't want my scooter anymore. Then they came back and said, can we come in and play in here? And I'm like, yeah, if you want. Can we get the Lego out? Yeah, of course you can. Lego everywhere, and then when they've made as much mess as they can we go outside now? You gotta clear up first. Oh yeah. And then they spent like 2 hours actually next door's house, so it was peaceful. It was wonderful. It's really nice to see the kids getting out more, and having, you know, some other kids so close to play with. We've only got 16, 17, 18, 19. We've got 19 houses on this street. And it's just unfortunate that there aren't as many sort of other children on this street as there could be. But no, it's just open the blinds. It's really good to see. It's nice to see them out and playing more with other kids. So awesome stuff. I have a podcast promotion today. Haven't done one for a few days. And I think it's quite fitting that the podcast that I'm going to be promoting today is pretty much in the same format as what I'm doing right now. I'm talking about a short podcast, bit of chat, maybe a bit of music, and that's pretty much it. And the podcast I'm going to be promoting today is called Planet Parsons. Now, Lynn Parsons, who is the producer of Planet Parsons, is a seasoned radio presenter herself. I hope that's the right phrase to use. I was going to say she's been kicking about a bit, but that's probably not fair. No, she's a lovely lass. She's been doing radio for as long as I can remember. And I'm pretty certain I remember her on the radio when I was like single figures years old. And she's got a lovely voice. She's got a lovely vocal manner. And I just enjoy her shows. They're not that long. They're about 4 or 5 minutes long. She used to play a track of music from Mebius Music Alley every day. She used to do a show every day, but no, she's dropped that down to sort of one or two weeks. In fact, In fact, she started podcasting again properly in about August time. And she did her first show in August as her Happy New Year show. Because prior to that, the show was, I think it was on the 30th or the 31st of December. And she said, I'll see you tomorrow. And didn't really come back again. So her show in August was her Happy New Year show. But no, it is great fun. And if you're a fan of short podcasts like I am, then it's really good to listen to. You get a nice little insight into Lynn Parsons' life. So if you want to check that out, it's planetparsons.net. Now, I don't have on my screen the last show that was done, but I'm pretty certain it was in October, the end of October. So yeah, there's a few there to catch up on, and I'm pretty certain she'll do another one soon. And she does invite feedback, as do I, and never get it. So she has an email at lynn@lynnparsons.net. If you want to drop her an email and say, oi, when's the next podcast coming out? Want some more podcasts? I'm sure she'll appreciate it. Okay, today's track is one of the ones that John the Nice Guy picked out for episode 151 of the Bugcast, which was recorded way back on the 12th of March of this year. And what made this particular episode special is it was dedicated to the CC Hits service. 7 pieces of music, all picked out by John the Nice Guy himself, which he then introduced as part of the show. And the reason I've picked this particular track that we're going to play is not just because it's a kick-in track, but also because I'm a great fan of Knight Rider. And this track has nothing to do with Knight Rider other than the name of the band. The name of the band is Devon Miles. This track is called Bad Habits. You can find out more about Devon Miles by going to devonmiles.com. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. See ya.